Josh said he came out today, he thought it was game day. Is that part of the tournament a little bit to kind of, you got to kind of keep your adrenaline, I guess, in check?
Yeah, as a player, you want to approach every day like it's game day so you can be ready when it's really game day. And I think, you know, our team do a good job of that. We had some really good practices over the last few days. We practiced really hard, and, you know, I think we're all excited and ready to go tomorrow.
When you see games on the television all day long, is it tough to kind of wait and not be out there till tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, it gets us more excited to play, you know, but it's good to sit around and, you know, scout other teams just to watch good basketball and watch guys compete. So it's pretty good.
Do you guys feel like it'll be fresher having not played in 8 days and they played a day and a half ago?
I'm not sure how those guys feel on their team, but I think all of our guys are ready to go, and I think coach did a great job of, you know, managing the time with practice and how hard we practice and things like that. So I think everyone is feeling pretty good on our team, and we're ready to go.
You said you like to sit down and watch basketball, so did you watch their first four matchup in its entirety?
Yeah, I watched both games. North Carolina Central, UC Davis, and
Providence USC.
I watched both games. It was good basketball.
So you're scouting even.
Yeah, I'm just scouting, just watching different teams, different actions, just to see in case if we run into them. So
is that how you watch a game from a scouting perspective, or just can you watch it and just kind of like a fan?
I watch it from a scouting perspective. See what kind of actions both teams running, what kind of defensive sets they're in, and coaching calls, different hand symbols, all kinds of things, just in case we ever were to meet up with one of those teams.
So what impresses you about what you saw from UC Davis?
A really good team. You know, they're well coached. Coach do a great job with helping the guys get in positioned to get stops on the defensive end. You know, they run a lot of different ball screen actions, and, you know, they have good guards and good bigs that can cause, you know, problems and get into paint and create their own shot, and bigs that can finish around the basket.
I know you guys focused a lot on the defensive end in this kind of practice time in between. What are the keys in your mind to being at a defensive level, capable of playing a long time in this tournament?
I think just really focusing in on scouting report, paying attention to detail, being in the right positions on the defensive end, you know, strong help. And I think if we do those things, then we give ourselves a pretty good chance to be successful.
You guys have battled, obviously, having to play a lot of minutes. Is that, looking back now, has that affected the defensive end of the floor and how you wanted to kind of play all season? Have you had times where you had to kind of save it for those end of game kind of things defensively, or?
Not at all. Well, every game is different, you know. I think the guys do a great job with, you know, locking in and really guarding, and you know, just sometimes throughout the games, you know, guys break down defensively. But, you know, as long as we pick up the slack, you know, when it really counts and we really lock in when it really matters, then that's good for us.
Anything different for this being your last tournament? Does it feel different for you at all?
It doesn't feel different, but it's just something, you know, I've been thinking about for a while, just knowing that it's my last go around, and it's something that's been on my mind for a while.